Bitwise launches its first tokenized crypto fund. Bitwise has rolled out its first tokenized fund, extending the asset manager's product line from traditional ETF wrappers into on-chain ones. The launch was confirmed in a Coin Bureau post on X early on May 8, 2026. The move puts Bitwise alongside BlackRock, Franklin Templeton, and Hashnode in the small group of regulated managers issuing fund shares as transferable tokens rather than as conventional units held through a transfer agent. As of May 8, 2026, BTC trades at $79,596, down 1.7% in 24 hours, and ETH at $280, down 1.8%, with the Fear and Greed Index at 47, a neutral reading that has held for most of the past week. A second wrapper for the same exposure, Bitwise built its U.S. franchise on spot ETFs and index products. The new tokenized fund is, in effect, a second wrapper around similar exposure. Investors get a share, but the share lives on a blockchain rather than in a brokerage's books. The fund can be transferred peer-to-peer between approved holders, used as collateral in compatible venues, and settled in minutes rather than the T+1 cycle that still governs ETF creations and redemptions. That sounds incremental, and on day one it is. The fund is small, the holder list will be tightly KYC-gated, and most of Bitwise's clients will keep buying the ETF version through their existing brokerage. The interesting part is the optionality. Once the same fund exists in two formats, the issuer can run experiments that ETFs cannot support: 24/7 transfers, programmatic rebalancing, and settlement against tokenized U.S. treasuries without leaving the blockchain. The competitive backdrop BlackRock's BUIDL set the template in 2024 by tokenizing a money market fund and routing settlement to Ethereum. Franklin Templeton followed with FobXX. Hashnote's USYC has become the dominant collateral asset for crypto-native trading desks. The pattern is clear. Large managers issue a tokenized version of an existing product, market it primarily to institutional and crypto-native counterparties, and use the format as a foothold for whatever on-chain distribution comes next. Bitwise's entry matters less because of the fund's size, and more because it signals that mid-sized U.S. managers now feel comfortable shipping tokenized products without waiting for additional rule clarity. That timing lines up with the White House's push to get the Clarity Act passed by July 4th and BlackRock's recent comment letter asking the OCC to drop the 20% cap on tokenized reserve assets. Issuers are positioning ahead of a regulatory window they expect to widen, not waiting for it to open. The limits of the wrapper, a tokenized fund, is not the same as the underlying crypto. Holders still own a security, redeemable through the issuer, governed by U.S. securities law, and restricted to whitelisted wallets. The freedom of movement is real, but it operates within a fenced perimeter. Anyone expecting these products to circulate freely on DeFi venues alongside ETH or USDC is reading too much into the technology and not enough into the legal structure. For retail crypto users, the practical impact is also limited. The fund is not designed to be funded from a self-custody wallet, will likely require a minimum that filters out small accounts, and does not interact with consumer-facing rails like cards or payment apps. The buyers Bitwise cares about are family offices, treasuries running tokenized treasury allocations, and trading desks that want fund exposure without the cash drag of moving in and out of an ETF. The timing behind the launch, three things converged. Tokenized treasury market caps recently crossed $8 billion on Ethereum, giving issuers comfort that institutional plumbing works. ETF flows have plateaued after the 2024 to 2025 wave. And distribution costs through traditional channels keep rising as wirehouses negotiate harder terms. A blockchain-native share class is one of the few ways to reach new buyers without paying the same intermediation tax. Bitwise's first tokenized fund will not move BTC or ETH prices. It does add another data point to a slow but persistent migration. Regulated U.S. managers are no longer testing tokenization through pilot vehicles. They are launching commercial products and treating on-chain as a real distribution channel.